My work life too has been easy. I wake up as early as I can.
That's Bright Tavi talking about his current state of health after recovering from a bipolar disorder 4 years ago. Now in his early 30s, Tavi was diagnosed of the condition in 2009 after suffering shock upon hearing news of his father's death. Tavi explains how devastating the condition was at the time.
I couldn't sleep. I was asleep. I'm hearing voices. So I was crying overnight, cannot eat again, lose weight. I was just so confused. I can't focus again. And I was diagnosed of bipolar.
In Africa, bipolar disorder is a significant mental health problem, with patients often seen getting angry and aggressive. They are ridiculed and discriminated against due to the threat they pose to others. That makes treatment very difficult, and recovery process is challenging. It is even compounded by the appalling conditions of mental health recovery centers, says Tavi.
All that we know is that if you develop mental disorder, that's the end. Is there not any hope for recovery? All these thoughts were going through my mind.
For a lot of people, persons like Winston Churchill and the rest.
Tavi now goes around sharing his story with patients currently undergoing treatment for bipolar disorder at the facility where he works. After completing his nursing training, he decided to help and provide care for persons with mental disorders in his community.
Currently, I'm working as a nurse and also as a mental health advocate. What motivated me mostly into this is what I found in the hospitals or what the community was doing those days in my dark days.
Ghana's Mental Health Authority is being supported to provide better training for health officials treating mental health patients. Called the Quality Rights Initiative, health workers like Tavi are taught why they need to respect the rights of patients and aid them in their recovery process. One of Tavi's patients, Noel Amesinu, who is also recovering from bipolar disorder, is excited about Tavi's story and support.
Now I'm fine, and sometimes he teaches me about how the illness go, how you be feeling, and how to overcome those things. So now I don't get angry, I don't get aggressive, and all sort of. His story actually have motivated us.
Ghanaian mental health activist Kobe Blaze says Tavi's story and service to his community are crucial for the campaign to change mindsets about mental health.
If you meet someone who have been able to overcome or been able to do what you are trying to do, and in this case suffered a condition and had been able to overcome and is living successfully, you are definitely going to believe that person even more than the doctor. It's imperative that we encourage persons with the condition to be able to speak about it, because the more we speak about it, the more we clear any doubt and stigma.